This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Thursday, April 29th, 2021. Thomas Olson, who begins as the new Port Townsend police chief next week, is the subject of a series of allegations about his past conduct. A letter distributed to members of the media this morning purported to originate from members of the University of Washington Police Department, Olson's last employer, accused him without evidence of being a corrupt individual who has in the past promoted a hostile, homophobic, and racist culture. He was given a glowing recommendation, the letter states, so he'd become someone else's problem. A series of legal documents is attached to the letter indicating that Olson was assessed a $30,000 fine in 2014 for a securities violation. It provided no support for the other allegations. In response, City Manager John Morrow told KPTZ that he had confidence in the rock-solid process used in Olson's background checks initiated during the employment process. We did a very extensive, comprehensive, and professional third-party background check on Mr. Olson, he wrote in a statement. I'm confident he is qualified and ethical. An email from an unknown person with accusations isn't really a story from my perspective. In the next few days, the press will presumably investigate these allegations to confirm or refute them. This is a necessary process since we need to know the level of truth or falsehood. Still, we should not jump to conclusions just yet. KPTZ will provide updates to this story as they emerge. Jefferson County reported 3 new COVID-19 cases for an accumulated total of 386. More men than women have been recently diagnosed. There are 37 test results pending. On the vaccination front, Jefferson Healthcare is now scheduling administration of the one-and-done Johnson & Johnson vaccine for May 7th in an effort to make receiving the COVID-19 vaccine more accessible for our smaller communities. A pop-up clinic has been scheduled for May 1st in Brennan at the school gym, 46 Schoolhouse Road, from 9 a.m. to noon. The Moderna vaccine will be given to anyone 18 years and older. There are 100 doses available. Call 360-344-9791 to schedule an appointment at the hospital. Go to jeffersonhealthcare.org and click the top yellow banner. Shake Alert, an earthquake early warning system that detects and warns of significant earthquakes, will become available for use by the general public on Washington May 4th. A public webinar hosted by the Washington Emergency Management Division, EMD, took place today from 10 a.m. to 11:30 p.m., covering the different technologies that will help the U.S. Geological Survey Shake Alert earthquake early warning system protect people once it goes live for public alerting on May 4th. For the webinar's address, check today's news transcript on kptz.org. For more information about alerts, again, check the kptz.org news transcript for today. Derek Kilmer, who represents Jefferson County in the United States House of Representatives, is unsurprisingly a fan of President Joe Biden. In a statement issued after the president's joint congressional address last night, Kilmer said the president outlined a positive vision for the future of our nation, one built on making America stronger and doing so in a way that seeks to bring people together rather than to divide us. Biden, according to Kilmer, has worked to get folks vaccinated, helped small businesses stay afloat, and provided immediate and direct relief to families bearing the weight of the COVID-19 crisis. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who provided the Republican rebuttal to Biden's speech, disagreed with Biden's characterization of systemic racism and said that Biden's infrastructure proposal wastes money. Scott said that the nation is starving for more than empty platitudes. We need policies and progress that brings us closer together. But 3 months in, the actions of the president and his party are pulling us further and further apart. So back to the top, there are two sides to every story. KPTZ brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.